Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Jody. May I please have the zip code on the account you've called in about today?
28458.
Thank you.
Is this athletic fitness?
That doesn't sound familiar to me. May I ask the reason for your call today?
Well, I had ordered a health fitness watch from these people, and they have misinformed me and caused my account to be fraud. I would like to stop it. And my bank had given me this number, and I mean, they know where it come from and everything. I'm supposed to stop it. This is athletic fitness. It's a watch, and y'all gonna charge me each month. I would like to have somebody a little bit more authority if this is the right stuff. I mean, you should have my account because you have my card number, you know.
All right. Yes, may I have your first and last name, please?
My name is Donald Thompson, or Donnie Thompson.
All right. Thank you. And please verify your shipping address.
My shipping address is 209 East Ridge Street in Rose Hill, North Carolina.
All right. Thank you for that. I have located this account for the smartwatch. Looks like you paid $7.95 for the shipping and handling. There was a $4.99
yep.
for express mail. It was declined.
Yep.
But there's been
I'm fixing to call them too. Because what it said on my phone that Verizon was giving this watch to me, and the only thing I had to pay was the shipping.
Okay, you're right.
It was from Verizon, and it didn't say anything about athletic fitness or anything of the sort, or they was going to charge me each month $7 and something, you know.
Mm-hmm.
No, I don't like to be misinformed like that.
All
and right. plus, mm-hmm. they using my card. They tried to use my card 4 or 5 times. I don't appreciate it. And
okay.
I'm trying to be nice about this. And if I have to, I'll take it to court, and I will burn you a new one. So I want it taken care of now. You understand me? I got enough money to fly to you. It don't matter. But guess what? You ain't going to do it to me again. I want it taken care of today, or I'm going to get really nasty.
All right. I have the account canceled. This will prevent any future charges, but the only charge I see here is for $7.95. That was the shipping and handling for the watch. There's been no additional attempts, so I'm not quite sure what
it's
you see
really
there.
Well, it's really who's working for you, because why would my bank, you know, tell me that it had been attempted 4 or 5 times and it come from y'all's office? So you got to be careful of who you working for.
All right, so I have a cancellation.
You're fixing to get, you know. I'm sorry, I'm just, you know, ma'am, my blood pressure is up, and I can't promise you it's going to be nice the next couple words. But
okay.
I'm trying.
Yes, sir. Whenever you're ready, I have a cancellation number for you.
Okay, hold on. Okay.
All right, that number is C, as in cancel, 258.
Okay. 258.
846.
Okay. 846.
764.
764.
Yes, sir. Now, I'm not seeing any additional charges, so you can definitely call your bank back and let them know that the only charge for this on this account is $7.95. That was for the shipping
and
handling.
And you've already received that.
Yes, correct. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
And there'll be no further attempts to charge. I'm not seeing any additional attempts, but we have you all taken care of here.
Okay, and I thank you. Now, what's this company's name?
All right, so this is for a smartwatch. It may have been in part with a survey, a contest entry. So hang in there 1 second.
Well,
I provide customer support for more than 100 companies. All right, and this is for the Perfect Discount Supply.
Perfect Discount Supply. Okay.
All right. Yes, sir. Have you all canceled and there'll be no additional attempts? Is there anything else I can help you with?
I think that'll do it.
All right. Well, thank you for calling customer support. You have a great day.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Bye-bye.